This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of a British band whose music had a beat and a sense of humor.
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip. Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip.
One of the great things MTV is currently doing is introducing unsuspecting American teenagers to British humor. My dad told me years ago that the British never tell jokes on Saturday night so they won't laugh in church. And while that's just a little bit of an exaggeration, there's no doubt that the British funny bone tickles quite differently than ours does. Just check out MTV's Sunday night lineup. First, Monty Python, then The Young Ones, and finally, The Comic Strip, which may just be the most audacious comedy show ever tolerated by a television audience. Of course, this sense of humor has long been a part of the British rock scene, and probably nobody did it better for a longer period of time than the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Let's meet them, shall we? Hello.
Hi there. Nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Buckland, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals.
Well, that's a few of them anyway. The Bonzos started when Roger Spear and Rodney Slater got together in college, naturally, and I'm told that early versions of the band numbered about 30. Most of them were in it for a joke, but around 1965, it turned out that some of the members were serious about making it a band, and they developed a very amusing stage show, complete with robots, mannequins, and various mechanical devices that sort of played music. By 1967, record companies were signing anything that seemed psychedelic, and since nobody could figure out what the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band was doing, they qualified. On their first album, Gorilla, dedicated to Kong, who must have been a nice bloke, they satirized cutesy psychedelic music, lounge pianists, and Elvis, using a tabloid headline for a title.
That night, cutie called a caper. She left her east side drum so drab.
Baby, don't do it.
She went out on the town. No one will make her love frown.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare.
Seems pretty innocuous now, but it was calculated to get them beaten up by every teddy boy in Britain. Needless to say, anything this silly, being in the grand tradition of the Goon Show and the Carry On movies, attracted the Beatles. Not only did the Bonzos all get parts in Magical Mystery Tour, but they also managed a top 10 single in Britain, produced by the mysterious Apollo C. Vermouth, whom you might be forgiven for mistaking for Paul McCartney, especially when you hear this.
I'm the urban spaceman, baby, I've got speed. I've got everything I need. I'm the urban spaceman, baby, I can fly. I'm a supersonic guy. I don't need pleasure, I don't feel pain. If you were to knock me down, I'd just get up again. I'm all about.
Urban Spaceman never made it over here because of the drug reference, but the album it was on became a cult hit. One track even had a magazine named after it.
One, two, three, kick. your hand. Ooh, you're looking good. Are you having a good time?
I sure am.
Do you like soul music?
No.
We'll do the trouser press, baby. One, two, three.
Trouser Press became a big part of their stage act thanks to the fact that Roger Spear learned how to play a rockin' solo on a real trouser press and do it even better than he did on this track. Although the band got more and more famous as American Anglophiles belatedly discovered their poorly distributed records, their third album, Tadpoles, wasn't quite as funny and gave the distinct impression that it was harder work than necessary. In 1969, they released a rock opera, Keensum, and blew into bits. Roger Spear built an all-robot backing band, the Kinetic Wardrobe. Vivian Stanchel became one of those creative eccentrics the British take to their hearts so readily. And Neil Innes wound up working for Monty Python and playing Ron Nasty in the famous Beatles takeoff, The Ruddles. Still, for a moment there, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band provided a few giggles on the charts. All of them.
Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing.
And sounding very incisive, the ever-popular Ed Ward on the history of rock and roll. He's the co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone history of rock and roll. This is Fresh Air.